Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, friends. I hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving. I know that I have come back from the Smokies refreshed, blessed to have been in the fresh air and experienced all the fall foliage that was to be had and moonshine and all the other bonuses.
Probably cold there while you were there, right?
It was a little chilly.
How cold?
I dressed in layers and sweaters.
Isn't that nice?
In the 30s. It was delightful.
Oh,
but
yeah.
With the sunshine, it didn't feel cold. Mm-hmm. Only in the evening at Dollywood, once the sun went down and all the Christmas lights were in their full glory.
Nice.
And I couldn't feel my toes. Did I remember why I moved from the cold? But that Dollywood, if you ever are feeling like you aren't festive for the holiday, you just go to Dollywood and it's like an injection directly into your veins of Christmas.
Mm-hmm. You've got to be in the mood. I mean, yesterday and today being in the 60s, it's got to be amazing.
Oh,
I mean,
terrific.
Makes me want to go buy a Christmas tree.
Yeah, there you go. 'Tis the season.
It's finally here.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Miss Kitty Wagner, owner and executive chef of the Blue Star in downtown Vero, where she would happily help you host your holiday party and romantic dinners and celebrations Tuesday through Saturday. Is it Christmassy in the restaurant right now?
It is. Oh, my gosh. We're all decorated for Christmas. My friend, the house manager, Chantel, did a beautiful job decorating the place.
Aww.
It looks great. And I'm going to top it off by first thing tomorrow morning, getting a couple of trees to put in there.
Nice.
But
absolutely.
It really is festive. It looks fantastic.
And we have a featured wine of the week, which is a new wine on your list.
Yep. It's Elizabeth Spencer. It's a Sauvignon Blanc from Mendocino County in California. It's very light. It's very fresh. It's not too grapefruity. It's just really, really nice.
It seems like an incredible food pairing wine, as though it would not overpower any of the flavors of the sauces that you would put out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What's looking really good this week?
Oh, everything.
Of course.
With the Sauvignon Blanc, honestly, I would do either the curried fish tip dish.
Oh.
With the curry broth, or I would maybe do something like the lobster risotto.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it would pair really beautifully with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So if folks are interested in making some reservations because they are having friends and family come from out of town, they don't want to do any of the dishes. This is a brilliant concept.
We
it's
do
fine
it for
dining
you.
And they do it all with portions that make you happy. It's not the fine dining minuscule amount where you walk out hungry. How do they get in touch with the Blue Star?
All they have to do is call us at 772-492-9057. Just call and leave a message, or if you're lucky enough to get one of us on the phone, we'll be glad to take your reservation.
And of course, make sure you experience this delicious Sauvignon Blanc. Is it available both by the glass and by the bottle, or just by the bottle?
Absolutely. By the glass and by the bottle.
But yes. Always commit to the bottle is my philosophy. If you're there for a whole meal, come on now. It's only 3.5 glasses.
You're getting 25% off because I only charge you for 3 glasses and there's 4.5 in a bottle.
Ah, 4.5 in a bottle.
So you are getting a deal, my friend.
That's, hey, we all want a good bargain this holiday season. So now the other lady that is in the studio that happens to be neighbors of the Blue Star, more or less, in downtown Vero.
Yes, she does.
Is the brand new executive director of the Indian River Chamber, Ms. Dori Stone. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Not only is this wine a breath of fresh air, but so are you. And I mean, not for nothing, you came on board at a wonderful time because it was right at the cusp of the launch of the centennial of Vero Beach. The city is turning 100, and a vital part of any community our size is, in fact, its chamber.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a firm believer in that, and I am active in the chamber as an ambassador and chaired or past chair to the industry appreciation and active YPNer and so forth.
I need a separate file card just for you to know what you've served on. That's right.
You know, like they always say, if you want something done, ask a busy person. And it's like, just sure, add it to the list. Not a problem. Yeah. Check and then keep moving. Just keep going.
Never look back.
Right? And so it's so vital that a chamber be a part of the community, and that in this centennial celebration that the chamber step up and help in its celebrations as well. And you are doing that tenfold.
We're really excited to be, you know, the timing of being able to come in and participate was just awesome, starting in August. You know, and recognizing the Chamber legacy that goes back 97 years and what we've meant to the community and how we've grown as the community's grown, always trying to do our best to represent the business community and the overall community at large. I mean, it's a balancing act of making sure that your voice is heard and that it represents the member-driven organization that we are. So it's been a lot of fun to come in at that point in time and see it all come together.
Oh, so certainly.
And the fact we've got a year-long, you know, opportunity to participate is awesome. So it's been a lot of fun. And beyond that, just seeing how our chamber processes and how we work and everybody being willing to kind of give us our head and try new things and be a little bit different as we start to approach our own 100th anniversary.
And with that in mind, this Saturday is, in fact, if you didn't experience Festival of the Trees as your kickoff in Vero Beach for the holiday season, the first Saturday of December every year for the past several decades.
Drum roll, please.
Ocean Drive Christmas Parade.
Yes, ma'am.
The greatest parade ever. It's so fun to go to.
It is
going to be the greatest parade this year
because
Chamber's actually going to have a motor car in the parade for the very first time.
Yay.
So we were asked to participate. We're really excited. My whole crew's like, can we wear hats? Can we, what are we doing? So the big draw for us, though, of course, is that we have Miss Centennial.
Exactly.
In our car.
Yours truly.
Anna Valencia Tillery.
Yes. Yay. And we are really excited about that. And that kind of sums it all up for us all in one fell swoop of being able to be part of the parade, have our guest of honor as out there with all of her glory and just
waving,
being able to celebrate.
Waving.
You better get your
start practicing.
Royal wave going there, girl. So.
And of course, for folks who are listening, though the parade starts at 6, which is a great time because you can really start seeing all the brilliance of the lights and the extras that folks put on their various floats and motor cars and the like, it's advisable to come before that, bring your chairs, get comfortable so that you can have a good seat and be able to experience the parade from start to finish. This year, they are, in fact, providing trolley transportation.
Nice.
Yeah, so if you notice that there's some congestion, because they are blocking off all of Ocean Drive, so obviously there's no parking to be had there. They'll be blocking it off many, 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 many hours in advance. So we recommend parking at Riverside Park, and they will happily shuttle you to and fro, and that's complimentary by the city of Vero. And we're expecting a really large turnout, being that it is the centennial celebration. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's always judging in different categories for awards for the various businesses and participants, so that's always nice to see the next day as the write-up, like who won most, you know, most religious or most
spirit.
Festive. Yeah, exactly. And so that's going to be available to you, but I mean, it's really unfortunately, we can't throw candy anymore. So you don't have to worry about kids jumping out and grabbing candy
in
front of moving vehicles.
I know, but they do have like the bands from the high school and everything.
Right,
that's such a great thing.
You
to
got
see
a lot
those
of families
guys.
Coming out and seeing, and that centennial performance that the high school band is doing is something that they are taking across the pond and performing live in London. And so, if you haven't had a chance to see it, it's an amazing performance.
They're going over for the New Year's Day parade. Is that right? Or when is that?
Those are details I'm not 100% of.
Oh, okay.
I do know
that
live
somewhere
in London,
that it's for...
Because it has alliteration.
Yeah, it's for a big festival. I did
read
that.
Yeah, I mean we were chosen
thing.
To compete.
Yeah,
and we're going to go represent Vero Strong. And
heck,
it's going to
yeah.
be amazing. And so you'll get a little taste of that at the Christmas parade. And so you can expect to be there for, you know, till about 8 o'clock. And then after there, all the businesses are open. Mm-hmm. You can grab, you know, or head back downtown and enjoy an ice cream treat or, you know, a nice coffee drink
Christmas
or a dinner.
And the Christmas lights are up. It's
absolutely.
So nice.
I mean, it really is a way to spend great time with family And if you have friends and out-of-town guests, you're going to want to make it a point of taking. And conveniently, there's even a brewery there on the corner now where you have great viewing seats.
That's right.
For those of us who are more partial to a beverage in hand when we're watching a parade. I mean, we have it all in Vero.
You'd have to put your beverage down to drive in the car. So that's the one thing. So
Right.
Plus, you know, we'll have an EMT on hand if you need to wrap your hand or something from waving so much. So, you know, we can make that happen. One thing to remember before the parade is they do the candy cane run. And so if you're into running, you actually run along the parade route right before the parade starts. And think about how cool that is that you have all those people applauding you. Going down Ocean Boulevard.
That's great.
Go.
Absolutely.
I can think of nothing. It might make me walk. It'll never make me run. But I think it's awesome.
Oh,
that
I want to see Dory out there early.
No, I don't.
I want to see. She's going to be staging
everybody dressed up running.
That's the best part. Well, that is the
Grinches and elves and candy canes.
Folks, get in full costume.
Reindeers, snowflakes.
Yeah, that's right.
That'd be fun.
Sprinkle a bunch of glitter.
Yeah.
Just go for it. Just run.
Everything's better with glitter,
tinsel,
right?
That's
just how it works.
That's the way it is. And so also this week, for those who are listening and thinking, this is like, it's already sounding like a fun weekend, the Chamber hosts a number of signature events each month. There's always a breakfast. There's a established professional network and a young professional network luncheon. And then there's always a business after hours. And this week is going to be the business after hours hosted at South Beach Place, which is one of my favorite venues in Vero for folks who are coming for an extended stay or a staycation. And a couple years ago when they hosted the Chamber Mixer, there was a hula hoop contest and yours truly won. And I won a 3-day stay,
nice.
Which ended up being my little staycation honeymoon. It was
really nice.
Adorable. They've got little kitchenette suites and everything. But I mean, what fun is that the Chamber offers these opportunities where businesses can showcase what they do in such a fun and spirited way?
That's the whole key to the business after hours is this is your moment to shine. And we want to give you that opportunity to bring friends, bring business acquaintances, let the Chamber come out and help you put on your best face and let us do your advertising and get you out and be a part of our family.
That's
such a huge part of what the Chamber's all about.
And being that we're on the topic of upcoming Chamber events, perhaps my favorite is the trivia game show type atmosphere of the December breakfast.
Right. And we're mixing
doing
that
a
up,
twist.
And we're twisting that up a little. It's Holiday with Heroes, I think is what we're calling it.
I love that.
And we are going to be celebrating our fire and paramedic crews that went up to Hurricane Michael in the Panhandle and were away for their families for weeks at a time to go help out with that effort. So we're going to just say thank you as the business community.
That's great.
And make sure that they feel the love a little bit for that.
Most certainly.
And then we want to follow that up with our sheriff and law enforcement with their employees of the year at the beginning of the year so that we really do a great job of making sure our first responders know that everyone is behind them, but that the business community especially, you know, recognizes the hard work that they do.
Absolutely.
Very appropriate.
And that'll be December 5th.
That's right. And that's going to be at Riverside Theater.
Yes.
Okay, and so it is a sellout event. I mean, like I said, it's one of my favorites, and it's a favorite for many. So it's important to RSVP.
Yes.
We always like to know headcount, so there's enough food and all the fun that goes with it. And so if folks are interested, if they have not yet become an active Chamber member or they're interested in prospecting, I can be your ambassador. I get credit for it, folks. You can just say that Anna, that talk show host lady, I heard it on her show. She said, come play with us. If they are interested, they can reach out and go to the Chamber website. It's a very easy. There's a calendar there. You can RSVP there. There's a drop-down box whether or not you are a member or a potential member. What's that website? And where can folks go, my dear?
Indian River, IndianRiverChamber.com.
Pretty straightforward.
Yep.
It doesn't get any more simple than
and
that.
And our number is 772-567-3491. And if you're interested in joining the chamber, ask to speak to Kim Brady.
Miss Kim Brady, membership director extraordinaire. So we are talking about upcoming holiday events, where to go, what to try, and how to give back here in Indian River County. Amanda Valencia Tillery with much more in store. Don't go anywhere. For a sensational meal, great wine, or craft cocktail in Vero, look no further than the Blue Star on 14th Avenue in downtown.
Hi, I'm Chef Kitty, and I'd just like to share some of our wonderful fall specials with you. We've got a squash salad going on right now with some red and gold beets, crumbled chèvre, lemon pecan dressing, and arugula that is absolutely dynamite. I also have on my menu Chinese five-spice duck. It's coming with a sweet potato and Brussels sprout hash and a wild blackberry blueberry chutney, which is amazing. And then we've also got our world-famous Jumbo Diver Sea Scallops, which come with a creamy spinach, tomato, and shiitake mushroom orzo. So don't miss it. Join us at the Blue Star.
Open Tuesday through Saturday for your dinner dining needs. Call today for reservation, 772-492-9057. See you at the Blue Star. Put your best hair forward, Vero Beach, with your new favorite color, cut, and style at the Hair Studio Vero, now located in the Candlelight Plaza just south of 12th Street in Old Dixie. Come see Melissa and her growing team. Booth rentals available. From fades and designs for the man or boy in your life to master colorist techniques, highlights, designer cuts, and styling, the Hair Studio Vero is here to make you look your best at pricing you will appreciate. Plus, shop while you wait in the front boutique. Call today, 772-999-2652, and follow us on Facebook. Don't settle for fancy nails, get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
White Club Moving and Storage, dependability movers. White Club Moving and Storage, we keep Florida moving. We keep Florida moving.
Proud to be the only Better Business Bureau Torch Award winning moving company, we provide peace of mind every time when it comes to moving your prized possessions across the street or across the country. With nearly 20 years in the business, we have confidence in our pricing, offering bound rates for packing, moving, and storage, to flat hourly rates for help with just the heavy lifting. Count on White Glove Moving to make your move easy and affordable with certification in senior, piano, office, and residential moving as a pro mover. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com. Oh, welcome back. I can't believe it's almost December. Friends, we are in for a holiday whirlwind. It's going to be fantastic, and all with a bit of a centennial twist to it, which is just that extra little something special. If you haven't had a chance to go and get the new centennial Christmas ornament put out by the Garden Club, take the opportunity. It's a fantastic souvenir, not just for those who live here, but if someone that you know and love has moved away, sending them the centennial ornament would be a terrific, terrific present. It's available at a number of different outlets throughout the community. All through the house, though, is where I purchased mine this past weekend. And I was even asked to put my autograph on them.
Very cool.
I was like, oh my goodness, the answer is yes.
Sweet.
Who has a Sharpie?
They are beautiful.
They are beautiful.
Sweet. Oh my gosh, they're so pretty.
I haven't seen them. What do they look like?
It's got like a Piper plane and a bridge.
The Amelie Loy bridge.
Nice.
Yep.
And then, I mean, just, you know, a little bit of ocean, a little bit of beach, a little bit of mainland, a little bit of foliage. It's just stunning. It's a little bit of everything. A little orange on there. I mean, you got to fit a lot in and a small ornament.
And they're 3D. They actually have dimension to them. They're super cool. Like
that's
the plane
cool.
pops out a little bit. It's very cool.
Yeah. So make it a point. It'll be a great gift. You'll be happy you did. And, you know, if you're going into the new year thinking, I want to own a home. My friends at Caliber are doing an amazing job by giving these complimentary consultations and helping folks get out of the rat race of rentals, which is only going to go up again in the new year. To own your own home, you can do it for much less, and they can give you the plan and the protocols needed so that it can be a reality. Caliber Home Loans, they're right next to Bonefish on Miracle Mile. They have another location in Melbourne and in St. Lucie, so there's a little bit of convenience for anyone depending on where you work, and they will happily give you that one-on-one and get you in the home of your dreams. Foxy Nails. We were just talking on the commercial break about my new color, Lucky Lady.
Because your nails look amazing.
They do. Open 7 days a week. Foxy Nails is the place to go for all your manicure, pedicure, waxing needs. You can go on Sunday. They give you delicious wine, margarita, soda, water. You can bring your kids. I see lots of guys and couples. I mean, this is the place for the appropriate pampering, and it's great pricing. You'll be happy you went. And, of course, the hair studio Aviro. I just sent one of my colleagues, and she went and wanted to do a drastic hair color change. Like, she was really dark, and she wanted to go to a much lighter color. I said that Melissa is a master colorist.
She is.
She was so thrilled with the results and the new sassy cut that she has. So if you're looking for that fresh holiday hair, Melissa and her team at the Hair Studio of Vera will treat you right. White Glove Moving and Storage. You know, you have folks coming in from out of town. You might need to rearrange things. You don't want to scratch your hardwoods or your fancy tiles. White Glove can offer in-home rearranging services on top of full pack and moves, local, long distance. So think of us for all your heavy lifting. Remember, we love stairs, elevators, and heavy furniture, so you don't have to.
And pianos.
That's right. Lots of pianos. And a piano, any size. That's a great gift, by the way, a nice piano.
A piano? Absolutely.
We're even doing temporary short-term storage for all those snooping teens and spouses.
I love it.
With a pretty bow if you'd like. And then,
so
of course,
smart.
Pack Mail is open extended hours for your holiday shipping needs. So whether it's something sentimental or something you found in a store, we can make sure it gets to your loved ones, no matter where they are throughout the globe, on time, intact. So we've got great sponsors. TheVeroInsider.com. You can check out that website. Live link to our sponsors. Support them. Gift certificates. Whatever. You know, help it. Small businesses. I mean, we're here with the Chamber today. Ms. Dori Stone.
It's all about small business.
It really is. And we help to propel this local economy. And, you know, right here in the studio, Ms. Kitty Wagner of the Blue Star, owning her own business successfully.
Small business extraordinaire.
Thriving. Been able to rebrand a couple of times. And the fact of the matter is, your food is delicious. The price points are spot on. You have an impeccable wine list. And folks can, in fact, make reservations this holiday season.
Absolutely, yeah. By all means, call. Make a reservation, come in, and let us take care of you.
And it's always a little bit of ambient live music in the background.
Yes.
Piano player, guitarist,
absolutely.
Jazzy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great venue, and you can feel proud when you're showing off. And guaranteed parking. There you go. You're not driving around in circles.
It's not a bad thing, really.
Yeah. So Blue Star downtown, right across from Pocahontas Park, Tuesday through Saturday. Make your reservations. You won't be disappointed this holiday season. And then, of course, you're going to meet some of the Chamber staff and supporters this Saturday.
Oh, yeah, and we're going to be
at the Christmas
waving
parade.
Our little
Christmas
hands
parade.
Off. So.
Oh, my goodness. It's right on Ocean Drive. You're going to want to get there a little bit early. Reserve your seat. Bring some chairs. Bring your hot chocolate.
It's
on the
so
rocks.
Much fun. You want to be there. Trust me.
Yeah.
I love the Christmas parade because it is, there's so much going on. There's so many floats and there's bands and it is just, it's a real.
It's very festive.
It's a real parade. It is awesome.
Yeah, they really do a great job. And years as White Glove, we've been in that parade and it's just, I mean, the things that go on behind the scenes to make it look as seamless as it is.
Now, do you do a float?
We have.
You do a float?
Yeah, we teamed up with Buggy Bunch for years.
I have a question.
Yeah.
The one thing we haven't told him is what time does a parade start? Because I know it's in the evening, mm-hmm. not during the day. Most parades are usually daytime. Mm-hmm. But this one's great because it happens in the evening when all the Christmas lights are lit up.
Full glory.
It's dark mm-hmm. out, but all the, you know, you've got the floats and everything, and it's really cool.
It really is. You're not going to want to miss it. And, of course, the Chamber is helping Vero celebrate its centennial with a number of signature events throughout the year, including their own staple things, like this Thursday's Business After Hours mm-hmm. and December 5th. Breakfast, our holiday with the heroes.
Business breakfast, that's right. Holiday with the heroes. We're very excited about that opportunity to celebrate our first responders that headed up to the panhandle and were up there for 2 week stints working 20 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it was just pretty amazing.
Helping our fellow man, helping absolutely. Our we fellow would,
you know, it's great. We give back when we need it. There's folks there to help us. And you know, it's the right thing to do is just to always look at that opportunity to give back.
I agree. IndianRiverChamber.com. Until next week. Cheers.
Cheers.